Let's start. There is a good evening, everyone. There is a Baal HaTurim on this week's Parsha that I think speaks very much to what's going on in the world, and I hopefully can give us some chizuk in our own Avodas Hashem. The Baal HaTurim is in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. This is in Perek Lamed Ches and Pasuk of Zayin, and the Torah talks about the Ma'as Adonim, the 100 sackets that were necessary to build the Mishkan itself in order to hold up the Krashim. And the Baal HaTurim says, Keneged miyusadim al azne paz, the gematria of al is 100, that they stand on azne paz, on 100 of paz, who kenegdam tiknu mea brachos v'chayom, and corresponding to this, we have established to say 100 brachos every single day. We know that there's an inyan, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should say 100 brachos every single day. And the Baal HaTurim finds a remez in the reference of the psukim, as we find by the building of the Mishkan. This is not the only time. The Baal HaTurim, in his Perush on the Torah, probably 7 or 8 times finds a reference to the idea that we should make 100 brachos a day. This was just an easy parsha to connect it to for us. And we'll explain how it connects to what's going on in the world in a moment. But I want to discuss the halachos and perhaps some advice, because many of us, if not all of us, are in a situation where it's not so easy, certainly this coming Shabbos, to make 100 brachos a day, where we're not going to be hearing the brachos or reciting extra brachos in shul. And what can we do for ourselves in order to make sure we can fulfill this directive, perhaps a mitzvah d'oraisa, perhaps a mitzvah d'rabbanan, of reciting 100 brachos? It's just also important to note, where do we see in the pasuk that this pasuk about the Adonim references making 100 brachos? So the commentaries in the Baal HaTurim note that Adonim, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, is also, not only is it the holder that holds the sockets for the Mishkan, but it's also Hashem's name. So 100 Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yuds, 100 representations of Shem Hashem, is what we need in order to hold ourselves up and to make sure we can get through the day as the Jewish people. Let's proceed. The source of this is a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says, and everything I'm about to say is again on the sources I sent out in the chat, the Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis says that Rabbi Meir would say a person is chayv to recite 100 brachos every single day, and it quotes the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, Ma Hashem Elokecha, what does Hashem your God request of you? And Rabbi Meir, based on Rashi there in the Gemara Menachos, interprets the pasuk as though it is saying, not ma, what, but rather, mea, 100 requests of Hashem demands of you every single day, 100 brachos. So the Gemara relates that on Shabbos and on Yontif, when the tefillah contains fewer brachos, then Rabbi Chia, Bereder of Ave, would make an effort to fill his quota of brachos on spices, bismarkal, says the Gemara, and sweet fruits, of which he would then partake in order to recite the extra brachos. He would go out of his way to make extra brachos as well. Where else do we see a reference to 100 in this particular pasuk? So Rabbeinu Tam there in the Gemara says the remez is found in the 100 letters in that pasuk, as long as you add on an aleph to the word ma to make it mea. So it's a gematria plus 1 or minus 1. It's close enough for us. Tosis there and the Uraim suggest that ma in Atbash is also the gematria of 100. The Sefer Minhagos or Rav Asher Lehunel says that Ma is the Targum of Me'ah. The Avudraham says Mimcha, that from you is the gematria of 100 as well. We have another reference in Shmuel Beis, and we are told that in the days of David HaMelech there was a plague. Ve'ele divrei David ha'achronim nu'um David ben Yishai, Unu'um ha'gever, who come al Mashiach, Elohei Yaakov, ne'im zmiros v'Yisrael. They praise David HaMelech at the end of his life, and it says he was hukam al. Al is ayin and lamed, is gematria 100. David established 100. So the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas Korach asks, what exactly did David HaMelech establish that was gematria 100? And it tells us that in his day there was a plague, a terrible plague, a sickness that was afflicting the Jewish people. And David felt, through Ruach HaKodesh, that the best way to combat this plague was reciting 100 brachos a day. By no means am I a Navi or do I have Ruach HaKodesh, but it does seem to be appropriate that we look back in our history and we do find, an establishment of what to do in times of plagues that are ravaging Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. And David HaMelech says, the best thing we can do is to strengthen our recitation of 100 brachos. This is cited by the Tur in Siman Mem Vav, where this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Levush, the Taz, the Balatanya brings this, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, all bring the idea that reciting 100 brachos a day will essentially keep viruses away. That's not a medical statement, that's simply a spiritual statement, that it's good for your neshama, good for the Jewish people. In order to make 100 brachos, obviously we have to follow medical directives, as we are told, but it is also to be important to be aware that we need to work on ruchnius as well. Is this a dinda oraisa or a dinda rabbanan? So the Bahag in his Sefer HaMitzvos and the Urayim count this as one of their 613 mitzvos. However, this doesn't really indicate anything because all of the experts on the counting of mitzvos always say that the Bahag and the Urayim always count rabbinic mitzvos in their 613. Comes the Sefer HaManhig, which is actually the source of much of the ideas and the importance of saying 100 brachos, and Rabbeinu Bachya on this week's Parsha, and his Kara Kemach, and they say that 100 brachos was established by Moshe Rabbeinu. At a certain point, the concept of 100 brachos was forgotten, and then it was reestablished by 100 brachos. Rav Amram Gon in his Siddur says that this din was also forgotten after the days of David HaMelech, and that it was remembered in the days of the Gemara. In order to upkeep the Jewish people and reestablish in the day of Chazal, and as we said, the Machzor Vitri, the Siddur Rashi, Ben Abacha also say that apparently there were three stages. Moshe Rabbeinu was forgotten, David HaMelech it was forgotten, and then the Gemara, and now we have it to this day. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in his Shorashim and Shoresh Aleph, so he clearly says this is a Derabanan. He lists it with the many other rabbinic laws. The Ramban, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvos, also says it's a Derabanan. The Sefer Charedim, the Kiryas Sefer, this is the Psak of the Tzitz Eliezer in his Tshuvas and Chelek Yotes, and he says all the other Psukim and Midrashim we have quoted are simply Asmachta. They are simply sources that Chazal found in the Torah in order to uphold their mitzvah, their commandments. The Prima Gadim cites the Magen Avram, who seems to say this is a mitzvah saseh, but that's also very troubling to say that this is a biblical commandment when we would not have any particular brachos that are mida oraisa except for benching. Rabbi Forst, our own Rabbi Forst from our community, points this out in his Laws of Brachos, the Art Scroll edition, the English edition. He points out in a footnote that it's odd to assume that there was a mandate to make 100 brachos a day in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when all they had was benching. That's all they had was benching. So how could they possibly say that there's a mandate to make 100 brachos a day? By the way, if anybody wants to chime in, I'm happy to take questions, whether on chat or any point. Just a note. Let's turn now to the reason. We know the source, but what's the reason when it comes to this mitzvah? So the Maharsha, in that Gemara in Menachos, says that in the context of the Pasuk, it's talking about Yerushalayim. So the Maharsha says, it's simple. If you make 100 brachos a day, and you think about a Kadosh Baruch 100 times a day, how are you not going to have Yerushalayim? It'll lead to a person having a better relationship with Hashem. And the Keren Ora, the Talmud of Chaim Volozhin, writes in his Sefer as well, that thinking about Hashem so many times during the day will lead to dveikus, will lead to a closer connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the mandate, right? The Gemara in Chagiga tells us, if you review your learning 101 times, so you'll remember it. Eino Dome 101 to 100. So the same thing over here. If you say brachos 100 times, it will certainly lead to some form of Yiras Shemayim as well. The Kitzel Shulchan Aruch says, the Shlomo Zalman Arbach quotes this in the Halicha Shlomo. There's a beautiful comment in Rabbi Bonner's Sefer on brachos, which I'm sure almost everybody here has in their home. That's the Hilchos Brachos Sefer with the big grapefruit on the front. So Rabbi Bonner quotes from the Mashkiach and Leikud Rav Matasyahu Salomon, who says that the frequent act of making a bracha when done correctly, that's important, when done correctly with proper kavana, is a foolproof means for instilling oneself with Yerushalayim. If with a proper bracha 100 times, there's no way you can't have Yerushalayim. The Rokeach has a different approach. The Rokeach says that the purpose of 100 brachos a day is to protect us against the 98 curses in the Tochacha in the end of Sefer Devarim. The assumption is that 100 is a bit more than 98, and it can come to push away the 98 curses. It says that Hashem will protect us against Kol Choli and Kol Makkah. Kol is Gematria 50, Kol again is Gematria 50. So 100 brachos will protect us against all those terrible things. The Beis HaMikdash was 100 amos tall. That protected the Jewish people. The Eliyahu Rabba notes this, the Machzik Bracha, and the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch as well. The Bamidbar Rabba says the 100 brachos were again meant to counteract the 100 deaths that occurred each day during the plagues, during the days of David HaMelech, and this is cited by the Tur as well. The Eshkol, the Or HaSchaim, the Kolbo, all of the Rishonim, even the Pardes Yosef in Parshas Ekev says that this was specifically, in their time, 100 Bachram, 100 young men. The Bach says the Sakana against people dying without 100 Brachos still exists to this day. It's not just something that is about a Melech, but 100 Brachos a day can protect people as well, along with proper medical care and medical attention. The Tzitz Eliezer, in that Shuv in Chelik Yates, he cites Rabbeinu Bache and the Karakemach, who says that it's usher to be lazy to not write aside 100 brachos a day. Because when we treat aspects of Avodas Hashem lightly that are not important, we say, oh, what's the big deal, 100 brachos a day, 99, 100, who cares? It's all making brachos. So that can lead to onesh, punishment from Hashem. David HaMelech says, avon ikvei suveveni, that the things that I step on with my heel, those sins will come back to me at the end of the day. We need to treat this with seriousness, says the Tzitz Eliezer, because perhaps many people don't treat it with the proper respect. Now, there's a lot of different discussions in this topic, but for the sake of time, I want to focus on what's practical for us right now in the month of March in 2020. There's discussions whether women are chayiv in 100 brachos a day. How could that be if they don't have to daven Maariv? They're missing out on a lot of brachos. The Chafetz Chaim famously begins in the Siman Mem Vav. He lists out how naturally, if a person makes and follows all the davening and benching and eating that he's supposed to do in a day, he'll easily surpass 100 brachos without question. There is a big tzarachian on the Chafetz Chaim. I'll take any suggestions if anybody can help me out here. The Chafetz Chaim, in his count, lists Asha Yatzar only one time in the day. It's unclear why the Chafetz Chaim assumes that a person would only make one Asha Yatzar in a day in his count, but nevertheless, in his count, he far surpasses 100 brachos. Women who don't daven Maariv are in a much more difficult situation. There's all different types of discussion about whether this is a chiyuv, whether this is just a form of midas chasidus. There's discussions whether listening to the Birchas HaTorah by Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos can count. But let's discuss for us right now, what are the options available for many of us who may not have the ability to catch other things on Shabbos to fill in the brachos when we are davening by ourselves, missing out other brachos being said b'tzibor, answering to other people? What are we supposed to do? So let's go through some of the more creative and the more interesting suggestions we find in the Rishonim. The first suggestion is, in fact, the reason why we say Ein Kelokeinu. Why are we adding Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos? Okay, so for many Nusach Sfar, other places, they say Ein Kelokeinu all week long. But for those of us who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, why on Shabbos do we say Ein Kelokeinu? So comes the Siddur Rashi. It's not the Siddur written by Rashi, but it's the Siddur written by Rashi's Talmidim with ideas from Rashi. And he writes in Siman Aleph that we say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos because it makes up for the lost brachos from not saying Shmona Esrei. We say the word Ein 4 times, we say Mi 4 times, we say Noda 4 times, and these 3 words create the Rosh Tevos Amen. Ein, Mi, Noda. Aleph, Mem, Nun create an acrostic of Amen. He views this as if we're saying Amen 12 times. 3 times 4 is 12. And then we say Baruch, and we say Atah at the end of Ein Kelokeinu as well. So it's like we're saying Baruch Atah Amen. Blessed is you, Hashem, Amen, 12 times. And therefore he says, by saying Ein Kelokeinu, it's as if we're making up 12 brachos on Shabbos. And this is cited by the Machzor Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, the Shibali HaLeket, and the Rokeach, and the Kolbo, all of the great Ashkenazi Rishonim. The Mishneh Brura in Tafrei Shchaf Beis seems to say that this works as well. He also has no objection to this. And the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur, and the Mishneh Brura notes that this ruins our ability to get 100 brachos like on Shabbos. So the Chafetz Chaim takes the recitation of Ein Kelokeinu very seriously, and therefore, this coming Shabbos, don't skip Ein Kelokeinu, because it will be very important towards your 100 brachos. However, comes the Sefer HaManig, who we quoted from before, and he argues on this Minhag of France, as he calls it, the French custom. And he says, Lefi da'ati, Ein Shoresh Va'anaf Lezeh HaManag. There is no reason or any logic to such a minhag, since it doesn't even cover the remaining missing brachos from Shabbos. Even if you said it in Kelokeinu, you would still be behind for the brachos on Shabbos. And also, any bracha that doesn't have Haskar Hashem Malchus, any bracha that doesn't mention Hashem's name, isn't a bracha. The Alkut Yosef says, and also cites this in questions, whether this would be effective in any form. So we have a machlokus, but certainly we have the broad shoulders of the Chafetz Chaim to rely on to make sure that we say Ein Kelokeinu this coming Shabbos. What about listening to somebody else's Birchas HaShachar after you already said your Birchas HaShachar? Maybe on Shabbos morning, you'll get together with your spouse, your children, and you'll all hear each other say the 15 Birchas HaShachar that we say in the morning. And you'll answer Amen to each person, and now you'll be able to fulfill your brachos. So the Tshuvas of the Ma'bid in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin says this does not work. And he says the entire concept of fulfilling your 100 brachos by listening to somebody else only works if you hear a bracha that you are chayiv to hear from a person who's also chayiv to make that bracha, right? L'mashal, person doesn't go to sleep at night and they wake up in the and they get up in the morning to go daven and they can't make birchas haTorah in the morning. They can't make birchas haShachar. So somebody else makes the brachos on their behalf and their yotzei. That's fine because you needed to hear the bracha and he needed to say the bracha. But once you are a yotzei and you said your birchas haShachar, then these brachos don't work for you anymore, and it would not be effective to hear it from the members of your family. However, the Prima Gadim says it can work b'shas hadachak, and I think we can all agree that we are in a bit of a shas hadachak, like an atinus. And the Tshuvas Vanagos, Rosh Shurmbach says in Chelek Dalad, that this is in fact his personal practice on Yom Kippur, that he hears Birchas HaShachar from other people in order to get to 100 brachos. So that is advice number two for this coming Shabbos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in the Shuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis, says that being a Shliach Tzibur creates brachos that go into your accounting of 100 brachos. And Rosh Sternbach writes in Chelek Hay, in the Shuvas Vanagos, that his practice is to be Shliach Tzibur at Mincha on Shabbos to make 100 brachos. That is true. I can testify. I've seen it myself. I davened in the Shul in Harnof. And Ravad Yosef in the Abi Omer as well says that the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur count towards your 100 brachos. This is not an effective piece of advice for us because, as we are following the directive, we are not davening in a minyan on Shabbos, and therefore it would not be effective for us to, somebody, for one of us to be the Shliach Tzibur. Also, what would not be effective for us is listening to Chazaras HaShatz. But the Madani Yantav writes in Brachos on the Rush that you're not Yotzei at all with hearing Chazaras HaShatz, since you already said the Bracha yourself. The Mati Yehuda and the Mati Ephraim say that in Yom Kippur you can rely on Chazaras HaShatz. And the Knesset HaGadola says this is more preferable than smelling something nice in Yom Kippur. But the Magen Avraham writes in our Simen, Simen Mem Vav, and he says, Efshar, perhaps, sheyotzei kisheshomea chazaras hatzvila mehashatz, maybe you actually would be yotzei your 100 brachos by hearing chazaras hashatz, and this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Again, but we said, this would not be effective for us this coming Shabbos because we are not davening with a minyan. Next, Birchas Me'ein Sheva. The Prima Gadim cites Machlokas. Birchas Me'ein Sheva are the tefillah that we say, the Chazan says, after Shemona Esrei on Friday night in Shul. So the Beis Yosef says that Birchas Me'ein Sheva, that the Shas recites on El Shabbos at the end of davening, counts amongst 100 brachos. And the Magen Avraham says it doesn't count because the Tzibur is not saying it. And therefore, it would not work. Again, this is not effective for us this year as well. Why? Because we don't say Birchas Me'ein Sheva when we daven b'yechidus in our own homes on Friday night. And therefore, that piece of advice would not work for us in our situation. Let's say, since we're discussing this topic, let's say you made a mistake in Shemona Esrei. Let's say this coming week is Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yal V'Yavo, and you had to repeat Shemona Esrei. What about all those brachos? What about those 19 brachos I made in Shemona Esrei? Was that a total wash? Was that a waste of my time? This is a question I sometimes have for my students. They say, oh, Rabbi, like, you know, why does it matter? I miss the Alev Yavo. Like, all those brachos are a waste now because, you know, I miss the Alev Yavo and it was all a waste of those 19 brachos. So what was the point? So the Chazon Ish says no. It's such a beautiful idea to keep in mind because sometimes we get frustrated if we forget Alev Yavo and then we don't want to repeat Patron Esther because, ugh, like it was such a waste and what's the point? Says the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Ma'ase Ish in Chelek Aleph that they count all brachos made when you make a mistake and you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, count 100% because they are not brachos levatala mamish. That's such good chizik for us to hear. So if you make a mistake, you can your brachos that you made in the first Shmoneh Esrei are still good. And the same idea is brought in the Halicha Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who said that these brachos still have a shame tefillah, status of tefillah, and they count for your 100 brachos. You weren't yotzei your chi of tefillah, but certainly it counts for your 100 brachos, and Rav Nevensol says the same thing in Yerushalayim b'moadeha. There is a tshuva from the Kozhog Lav Ragon, the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi is the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. He was a tremendous gon, a tremendous tzaddik, and also Rav Yechezkel Roth, the Dine in Williamsburg. They both lean towards the opinion that maybe Shmoneh Esrei that was missing something doesn't count, but I think they're in the minority. The next option is Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, who says that your brachos count even if you don't have kavana. Even in the first brach of Shmoneh Esrei, where you didn't have, we know that you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei according to the Shulchan Aruch if you don't have kavana. The Ramah tells us not to repeat, but we know that the kavana for the first brach is so important. Even that brach, if you don't have kavana, you would still fulfill your 100 brachos at the end of the day. Let's turn now to something that is more practical for the Shabbos. We know that in Halacha, and the third commandment, is that we don't take Hashem's name in vain. So in the laws of brachos, there are two types of brachos we don't make. One is a bracha levatala. Bracha levatala is a bracha that is sheker. It's a bracha that's a lie. So for example, I pick up my phone and I make a mezonos on it. If I make a mezonos on my phone, so that's a bracha levatala, because it's dumb and it's a lie and it doesn't make any sense. That clearly is a problem. Another type of bracha is a bracha she'ina tzricha. Bracha she'ina tzricha is a bad bracha because it's unnecessary. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm having cereal and milk, and we know that if you have cereal and milk, a person should make a bracha on the cereal, the mezonos on the cereal, and you don't make a shahakal on the milk because it's tafel. But let's say I decided that I was going to make a bracha on the mezonos and a shahakol on the milk. So that's called a bracha she'ena tzricha. It's unnecessary. It's not levatal. It's not a lie, but it is unnecessary. Can I put myself in a situation on Shabbos where I can knowingly make unnecessary brachos for the sake of 100 brachos? The prime example is this. This coming Shabbos, you're going to finish the meal and you want to have dessert. You're going to have some fruit, and you'll have maybe something that's an adama and a ha'etz, and maybe some mezonos for your dessert. Can I bench at the end of the main course, clear the table, come back, serve dessert, and make new brachos? So go take a walk around outside for a minute, come back inside, and make new brachos on that dessert, just for the purpose of making up my 100 brachos on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Mem Vav, in our Siman, that you shouldn't say a suffix bracha shen etzriach in order to say 100 brachos. And this is cited by the Mishnah Brura, and it's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Elif Lamata. And the Magen Avraham brings a brilliant proof. Listen to this. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ayin tells us that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to read the Torah from two different places in the Torah. They're too far away from each other in order to make one, that you can't roll the other one quickly enough. So what they tell him to do is to read one from inside the Torah. In the second section, he reads by heart. So the Gemara says, why not bring out two Sifrei Torah instead of just having one and then saying the other one by heart? Just make two brachos on two Sifrei Torah, and that's what the Kohen Gadol should do on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, by bringing out a second Sefer Torah when you don't need it, and he could simply recite it by heart, would be a bracha she'ena tzricha, an unnecessary bracha to open up two Sifrei Torah. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, we see from the Gemara that even on Yom Kippur, when A person needs to make up all the brachos that he can. And he needs to make sure he gets his 100 brachos. What greater day in the calendar would a person need to make up 100 brachos? And nevertheless, we tell the Kohen Gadol, better to read the Torah by heart, and instead not make a 100, and not make a bracha shena tzricha. Okay, so the Elia Rabba cites this Magen Avram, and he says, no. The Kohen Gadol is already clear for his 100 brachos. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol needs to make brachos on Yom Kippur when he goes into the mikvah and he comes out of the mikvah and all the different korbanos. And the Kohen Gadol already has his 100 brachos on Yom Kippur. So therefore, there's no need. And therefore, the Eliyahu Rabbah says there's no proof that we shouldn't make a bracha shena tzrich in order to get to 100 brachos. However, other poskim, the Das Torah, the Evan Ozer, the Yechav Adas, Rav Avad Yosef, say that you can put yourself in a situation that could create extra brachos, and you can purposefully bench before dessert in order to make up your 100 brachos, if need be, to get to 100 brachos. And I think, b'shas hadachak, if a person needs to rely on this, a person can do this, they can bench, and then they can go outside, take a walk around the block for a little bit, and come back, and then make their 100 brachos. Other examples of things you can do, might talk about, we'll get to them other times. Let's wrap it up now, because we're getting close to the end, and I want to make sure we talk about a little hashkaf and some different ideas. The few other comments we want to make is that, do you have to keep track of all the brachas you make? So the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah says that umone kol habrachos, that a person should be mone kol habrachos. A person should keep track and count of all the brachos that they are making in order to know where they are holding. And Rav Sternbach says this, and he says this is actually the minhag of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav on Shabbos, if you asked him which bracha he was up to, he could tell you down to which number exactly. He could tell you 100% that the bracha, I'm up to 76, I'm up to 74, and he counted and kept track of all these things. Rav Avad Yosef says in the Abiyah Omer that it's a nice thing to do, if you can, it was his practice, but it's certainly not something you have to do when it comes to Shabbos. Is there an inyan to be mahadr to make more than 100 brachos? So Rav Gedalia Felder says no in his Yisod Yeshurin. However, many poskim say, kol hamarba harezim b'shubach. Is there an inyan to make less than 100 brachos if you know you're not going to make it, to get as many as you can? So, again, we have here a discussion as well. The Brisker Rav seemed to say no. The Brisker Rav wouldn't take aliyahs on Shabbos if he knew it wasn't going to get him to 100 brachos if it was lost anyway. Rav Steinman argues in his Sefer Yel Sashachar and Parshas Ekev. And the Brisker Rav and Rav Steinman seem to have machlokas. I just want to end with a bit of hashkafa just to tie us all together. Rav Chaim Paltiel, in his Perish on Vayikra, in the beginning of Vayikra and Perek Aleph, says that the Torah says, Ki yakriv mikem korban la'Hashem, that you should offer of yourselves a korban to Hashem. Mikem is gematria 100. Whoever recites 100 brachos a day is more accepted before Hashem than a person who even offers an animal as a korban. How beautiful it is in the eyes of Hashem when we make our brachos properly with kavana and we connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo on Tefil and Perachaf Beis that he would often give advice to people who came to him be'eis tzara in times of difficulty. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach would tell them, when they asked him, what should we do to be mechazak ourselves in times of tzara and times of pain? He would say, she'akabalu al atzmam zihirus binyan zeh b'chol yom v'yom. To be mechabal in ourselves, to be so careful to make 100 brachos every single day is an important part of our well-being and our upkeeping of our guf and our neshama as we go through these difficult times. To make sure we are keeping track of our 100 brachos, to make sure we're connecting to Hashem, to realize as we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem is the source of everything, to think about Hashem during all these days as much as we can, and to have machshavos of Kedusha and Tara and Yiras Shamayim that hopefully will be a zechus for us, and a zechus for Klal Yisrael, and a zechus for the whole world. Thank you, everyone. We'll call it over here.